Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself. The owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to another episode of the Slack is Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack, and it's the first day here on the Slack is Talk podcast of Black History Month. So without further ado, let's get it in. Here on today's show, I'm going to start off on a bit of a bad note. Yesterday, actor Dustin Diamond, better known to the world as Screech Powers, passed away. For those of you who don't know who Dustin Diamond is, aka Screech Powers, he was a character on the show Saved by the Bell back in the 90s, and that was my show, man. You know, I grew up on that show. You know, I used to get out of school between 3 and 3:30, and every day at 5 o'clock, well, at least, you know, Monday through Friday, Saved by the Bell will come on at 5 o'clock throughout the week. And I was watching that show, man. I made sure I had something to eat. It was something I looked forward to, man. It was just, you know, everybody got something that they grew up on, man. And that was my show, man. Me and my niece, Monday to Friday after school at 5 o'clock, man, we would watch that show. That was the show we would always watch, man. And he was the funny guy. You know, he was the one in the crew that always did something crazy. You know what I'm saying? He always did something that didn't make sense. And in a lot of ways, he kind of like added that different element to the show. And yesterday I learned that he passed away. He had complications due to cancer. And he was just 44 years old, man. You know, I just got to tell you, man, rest in peace, my brother. And I wish nothing but the best for the family, man. You will be missed. And on today's show, the first episode of the Slack is Talk podcast during Black History Month, today, I have the luxury of doing my first request. I have the luxury of doing my first music versus battle. And this episode was brought to you by Justine out of Alabama. She emailed in her request, and as I said earlier, on the earlier episodes, you emailed me on something that you want to hear or you want me to talk about, and it will be done. You know, I have a music versus battle that I plan on doing, and this is going to be my first one, and I got to tell you, it was brilliant. You know, this is perfect, you know, for my first episode during Black History Month. I couldn't pick two better artists to do it on. And the artist that Justine requested was Keisha Cole versus Ashanti. Now, I know some people out there listening to this and laughing because not too long ago, maybe about 2 weeks ago now, Ashanti and Keisha Cole actually did a versus battle on Instagram Live. And it was a good turnout. You know, them two went at it. And it's just ironic that my first versus battle is going to be featured them two as well. So I guess Justine out of Alabama wanted to hear my take on it because The versus battles on IG Live, from my understanding, because I haven't caught all of them. I haven't seen like all the battles that have taken place so far. But from the ones that I've seen, they don't really announce a winner. I guess they kind of leave it up to the fans to be debated. And I guess Justine from Alabama just wanted to hear my take on it. And here on the Slack is Talk podcast, that's what I'm going to do today. Now, both Ashanti and Keisha Cole put in that work to get to what they have become today. But I guess since Ashanti came out first, I'll get started with her. Ashanti came out in the early 2000s. 2001, 2002 is when she first got her start. I believe she was originally discovered, if I'm not mistaken, by Diddy first. I think Ashanti came through him. She was never signed, but, you know, this typical R&B artist, they first get their start by writing for others. And I think she may have did some work for him first before she was discovered by Irv Gotti. She was discovered by Irv Gotti, like I said, in the early 2000s, 2001, 2002. And Irv Gotti, who you all know is the founder of Murder, Inc. Records. Murder, Inc.'s main artist, flagship artist, was Ja Rule at the time. And Ja Rule, I gotta give it to him, man. You know, Ja Rule, he had a run. He went on a run, man. He had a good stretch where everything he touched was platinum. You know, he definitely had a good run in the hip-hop game and as far as New York goes. And, you know, that was before he decided to mess with 50 Cent. But we'll save that episode for a later date. But Ja Rule had a run, and that's how pretty much Murder, Inc. rose to prominence. Now, just like a lot of record labels at the time, Murder, Inc. Murder, Inc. had a struggle to find a second superstar artist. You know, there was a lot of people over there at the time. You had Black Child, you had Ty, you had Charlie Baltimore was over there, you had Vita, and there was definitely, it was a mix. You know, Murder, Inc. had a lot of males, and they had a lot of female artists as well. But none of them really popped off but Ja Rule at first. And it was just a constant struggle with trying to find that second star artist. And you have to give her credit. Ashanti became that second star artist behind Ja Rule. Out of everybody over there, she became second in command in Murder, Inc. And she didn't release her own record. She just grinded. She continued working. She continued writing. She did a bunch of features. Most notably, she featured on Fat Joe's track, What's Love. That was a hit. But ultimately, the record that made her a star was when she featured on Ja Rule's Always On Time record. When she featured on that song, Always On Time, that's when people started to take notice of who Ashanti really was. And she just took over from there. She released her first album. First album went triple platinum, and the star was born. She has multiple platinum releases. She has dabbled into the acting world, even has directed some films, and she has become the Ashanti that we know today. I'm going to take a quick break here on the Slackers Talk podcast, and I'll be right back. We're going to get into some Keisha Cole. Stay tuned. And welcome back here on the Slackers Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now, where I'm doing my first versus battle, Ashanti versus Keisha Cole. And let's continue where we left off. Now, Keisha Cole she came up different from Ashanti. Keisha Cole was a West Coast girl, and she didn't have the squad around her. You know, she didn't have, like, the Rockefeller or the Myrtle Inc. You know, she didn't have the record label backing. She didn't have, like, a flagship artist to, like, collab with to give her that rub. As I mentioned before, like so many R&B artists do, she started off in the background. She started off writing for others. And in 2005, it finally paid off. She released the singles I Should Have Cheated and Love. And man, those singles, they took off. They took off. Like, it connected with the world. They really took off, and she was able to sustain that success. You know, she kept it going. You know, she released albums and singles that people resonated with, and she started a career. And what a lot of people didn't know, they probably know now because she mentioned it a couple of times, but they probably didn't know it when she first got started, well, was first introduced to the world. She actually started on Death Row Records. And she got a chance to meet Tupac and, you know, people like MC Hammer and all those people over there. And I know it's funny, right? Keisha Cole got her start on Death Row, and Ashanti got her start from Diddy. It's kind of funny that they was able to even sit in the same room. Nah, I'm just kidding. But yeah, she actually got a start on Death Row Records. She was there before Pac died, unfortunately. You know, that's my man. Everybody know how I feel about Tupac. And here on the Slackers Talk podcast, we definitely gonna have some episodes about him. But y'all know the history. Death Row is one of the most successful rap record labels in history. What they did would probably never be matched. But Death Row is known for rap and hip-hop. You know, Death Row was never known for R&B. Now, they had some great R&B artists. Nate Dogg was my man. You had Michelet. You got, what's my man's name? You have Danny Boy, who I thought was very talented. So you definitely had some R&B acts over there, but she came up under Death Row, and she was never released. And to a lot of people, you know, when you, unfortunately, the way things turned out, when you associated with Death Row and you never really released any music and things of that nature, record labels and execs have a tendency to sometimes, like, look the other way. You know, just by being associated with, you know, certain people or certain things. And to Keisha Cole's credit, she kept grinding and she was able to overcome that. I think, you know, because she never really released any music under Death Row, that helped a lot. I think, obviously, if she released anything while she was with Death Row, people would have knew more of who she was back then. But still in all, you know, she kept grinding. It took some years, but she made it. And she has become the Keisha Cole that we know of today. Now, like Ashanti, her too, she has placed her hand in the acting world. She has done more television than film right now to date. Like Ashanti, she has multiple platinum plaques to her resume. So she has that going. The one thing about this comparison is the timing of their careers. I'm a guy that definitely likes to go off of record sales. I don't like to just base it off of that alone, because I think there's a lot of other things that matter. There's a lot of other things that go into it. But with these two, the only difference about sales is when Ashanti debuted in the early 2000s, 2001, 2002, people were still buying records. People were still buying albums. Digital downloads wasn't the main thing yet when Ashanti debuted. You know, they were still, you know, people were still checking for artists. You know, people were still buying singles. People were still buying albums. There was still, like, you know, CDs were still out there. You know, so there was definitely more money in music at that time when she debuted. Keisha Cole, when she debuted in 2005, she was kind of right there on the brink. I think at that time, like, that's when everything was about to change over. She may have started right there at the tail end. She might have caught some of that CD money right before it was just downloads. At least her first album anyway. And then anything that she released after that first one, I think was mainly, that's when it turned over to digital. So if you look at record sales, they're not going to match. And that has nothing to do with Keisha Cole. That's just because the industry itself changed. So I just wanted to be mindful of that. And we're going to take one more break here on the Slackers Talk. And when I come back, I'm going to break it down. And I'm going to give you my answer. I'm going to let you know who had the better career. And I'm going to let you know why. Stay tuned. It's the Slackers Talk, baby.
Welcome to the Vision Live Network. You are now tuned in to the Slackers Talk podcast, hosted by film producer Jason Slack and presented by the Vision Live Network. The Vision Live Network is the home of a number of today's popular podcasts. Since you are already a fan, you might as well subscribe. Visit www.visionlivenetwork.com, go to the Slackers Talk podcast, then click the subscribe button. That's it. It's that simple. The show will be delivered to your device every time there is a new episode. Now you can hear all the talk from the 40 Vision man himself. Thanks for tuning in to the Vision Live Network, where you can experience our vision live.
And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slackers Talk podcast.
The Vision is live.
And thank you for joining me again on the Slackers Talk podcast. And in closing out today's show, I have to pick between Ashanti and Keisha Cole. And I gotta say, man, this one is a tough one for me, man. Even when, you know, they came up with the idea on Instagram Live, I thought this was a good one, man. This is like, out of all the ones that they have, like, this one was like pretty close, you know, that they match up in so many ways, man. And before I give you my answer, though, I would like to say that I got nothing but respect for both artists. I love and respect both of their music. And I gotta say that Ashanti wins this battle. And the reason why Ashanti wins, those records with Ja Rule are timeless, man. Like, when she did those records with Ja Rule and Fat Joe, I was saying to myself that I don't see how Keisha Cole was going to be able to match that. And those records, it's timeless, man. You know, her and Ja Rule just had that chemistry, man. Like, people was actually checking for those records with them too. And in music, timing is everything. at the time when Ashanti came out, you know, you had like artists like Brandy, who had been in the game for a while at that point in time. The world just had lost Aaliyah not too long before that. So in the world of music where timing is key, Ashanti came at that right time. You know, she was before new artists like Ciara and Keisha Cole. And she came in, it was just perfect timing. Like, there was kind of like a void that was missing at that time. And she came in right before the download started, you know, before everything turned into digital. So she was able to take advantage of that. Something that, you know, Keisha Cole didn't have the luxury of doing. And because of that, you know, Ashanti's catalog is going to look a lot better. You know, and that's no fault to Keisha Cole's. You know, the industry changed over. You know, there was a big change, and Ashanti came in at the right time. And today, it's easier to release music. You got more and more people releasing music. So, like, there could be a bit of a log jam sometimes. And I think some of the great artists like Keisha Cole gets lost in the mix at times. Not to say there's anything wrong with the music, but it's just a lot more access today. And when Ashanti was at her peak, there was more eyes on her because it was harder to get in, if that makes sense. You know, any time that you have more eyes on you, you're going to get more props, so to speak, because there are more people watching, especially if you're good at what you do. And I will say this, though, even though, like, Ashanti wins this battle, I like what Keisha Cole did. I have a lot of respect for how she did it. You know, like I said earlier in the show, she didn't have, like, a Ja Rule to collab with. She didn't have a Jay-Z to collab with. You know, a lot of times when you're a new artist, those people, those artists that I just mentioned, like a Jay-Z and all that, they don't want to do music with you because you're not established. So Ashanti had that luxury that Keisha Cole did not. And the fact that Keisha Cole was able to do it despite not having that squad around her, that got to be respected, you know, and that got to hold some kind of weight. That got to hold value, man. You know, that's big. To be able to do it yourself, that's big, man. That's big. And before I close out today's show, even though Ashanti may have won the music battle, but to me, in my eyes, Keisha Cole wins and everything else. This has been the Slackers Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town. Now, thank y'all for listening, and we'll talk again Thursday.
You're listening to the Slackers Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town now. Find out what's going to happen next.